getting the right equipment for a very exciting hunt that can take place in the spring. David Sparks with Sportsman Spotlight. Over the years, I've relied upon gun expert Al Strupp for advice on the proper use and selection of firearms. Well, today I asked him what he would recommend if one was to go after bighorn.
Knowing that sometimes when you're hunting high mountain areas in bighorn habitat, you can see one from quite a distance, mindful that I'm a purist about taking ethical shots, and mindful that Al is a super expert on all things related to rifles, I asked his opinion.
I'm just going to tell you what I would do. I typically, if it's any kind of a large animal, I won't shoot it if it's over 300 yards. I'll try and get closer. Now, that's just me, because I'd like to make an ethical shot. I have shot stuff out to 400, but I just know the gun real well. I know what the wind's doing, and I got it all down. But typically, unless I got a real solid rest or something, I won't shoot anything over 300 yards. If I was hunting goat, I'd probably go with something like a 260, 280, 270, maybe a 6.5. I don't know what caliber you got available to you. I'd want to do at least a 130, 140 grain bullet maybe. I don't know what you're shooting. And then the scope, when you're shooting 300 yards, people want to get all cranked up with 18, 20 power and stuff. If I'm shooting 300 yards, I'm probably not even over 4, well, maybe 6 power. You have to remember, the more you magnify, the more you magnify the mistake if you miss. If that makes sense to you.
A font of information.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.